Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is KF4TEK, activating the FOC here, Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. This net is held every Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the FOC here, Amateur Radio Association, and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website, w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment, hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. After a year, you'd think I would have rewritten that awkward sentence, but there you go. I had a brief idea for a topic for tonight's discussion, but I don't have the background to actually talk about it. So what I was thinking was, since it is now officially fall or autumn, that the summer propagation characteristics of the bands are behind us and the winter propagation characteristics of the bands are in front of us. And if there is somebody who's been on the bands for years and years who is interested in telling us what to look forward to, then I think that would be grand. But, you know, if not, then that's not a big deal. We can just do our usual. What have you been up to? What technical questions do you have or have experienced in the last week or so? So with that, I'll ask if anyone has a particular question or topic that they would like the net to discuss tonight. If so, please call now.
K4SOO.
K4SOO. Go ahead, sir.
KF4TEK. This is K4SOO, Jim in Warrenton. And, yeah, that topic sounds really good. I'm sure there's got to be somebody that has the experience to provide us with information on what kind of amateur experience or propagation experience we might have in the fall compared to summer. I know one thing for certain I look forward to, in a way, is the leaves coming off the trees, so that way my inverted L antenna will propagate better and I won't have as much absorption from the leaves on the trees. This is K4SOO listening.
All right, Jim. That's great. Did you have a specific question or topic that you thought you might add to the list tonight?
Yes, absolutely. Which bands will be better? And I'm more interested in the higher bands, let's say 15, 12, 10, and also 6 meters. Does anybody have any experience as to whether these bands are going to be better in the wintertime? This is K4SOO listening.
Okay, grand. Yeah, thank you for that. I apologize if I missed that nuance the first time around. It's a Sunday evening after all. Hi. All right, very good. I don't have any announcements or news, but if anyone has any announcements or news that they would like to share with the net, please call now. Okay, well, with that, we will take a round of check-ins. If you would like to join us this evening, please call now.
This is K1HTV.
K4LUA.
AK4GG.
WB7RAV.
KN4SPL.
N7IBV.
W8BT.
N4JOW.
AG4VA.
All right. We picked up K1HTV, K04LUA, AK4GG. WB7RAV, KN4SPL, N7IVV, W8BT, N4JOW, and AG4VA that I suspect is on Echolink. If I messed up your call or did not repeat your call, please call again.
KX4KU.
K3FR.
K4BOX in and out.
All right, we got K3FR, KX4KU, and K4BOX in and out. Thank you all. All right. So I can say from my limited experience that the VHF and UHF propagation increases locally a little bit due to the reduction in foliage absorption. We will no longer experience summer modes of propagation like I think that the E-skip is a summer mode more than a winter mode. And if memory serves, we will have less noise on the lower bands, 80 meters, 160 meters especially. But that's about all that I can offer on that front. So I am sure that if he's got the voice in him, that Rich, K1HTV, will be able to fill us in on a lot of those details. So we'll start off with Rich, K1HTV. How you doing?
Mike and the group, this is K1HTV. Good evening. And had a very nice day today. Started off with some after church, came home, had a brief about DX on before I had to leave for Andy's house, K1RA, for a very nice day and a very nice meal with an all-ham family, six of us, Andy, Amy, Anna, his family. My daughter came down from Maryland, KR1SSZ. Amy's brother was a ham, who was a ham, also stopped by, and myself. So we had a good day there. A lot of talk about ham radio and miscellaneous technical stuff and family stuff, so we had a good time. But before I left, I was able to get on 12 meters after church for about a half an hour, 45 minutes. On 10 meters, first of all, 10 meters is open up to D60 Alpha Charlie in the Comoros Islands in the Indian Ocean. I was able to work them on 10 meters FT8 very easily. They're using the Foxhound mode. Also work a couple of ZS6s in ZS4 and ZS6 station in South Africa. Went out to 12 meters, and that was a big surprise. As you'll find out, as we get towards, we're in summer, at the equinox time, a little bit after the autumnal equinox or equinox. And the conditions are already looking good with the solar flux in the upper 80s. On 12 meters, the band was open, worked the station in Cyprus, a number of European stations, a ZA in Albania, heard a VU2BCY in India, and K9K2BM in Kuwait, and 7Z1AA in Saudi Arabia. I couldn't stick around to work. I had to head over to Andy's house, so I missed a bunch of those. But the conditions were great. Also, BH8 BAC in China was heard between all the way up and down the coast from Florida to Maine and as far west as Missouri. So 12 meters is opening up. If you haven't tried the band, give it a whirl. It's quite good. We're supposed to get a magnetic storm around this time of the day. But I've not seen any sign of it yet. So 15 meters, it was good after that. Worked some ZLs and VKs this afternoon, early evening. Also some JAs in Japan. We're hearing China on 20 meters. In addition, on 20 meters, 91YC in Singapore is on. XW2LP in Laos is on. Worked an Indonesian station, Korean station. Lots of Chinese, lots of JAs. So the band's in decent shape. And it will continue getting good as long as the solar flux hangs up there in the 90s or more. We're going to be good for the fall. As far as other conditions, Mike is right. Tropo is probably a little bit better in the fall. We have some good high pressure over us with a front. The best time is when you see a big high pressure. The back end of the high pressure, along that line is usually where you have some real long haul DX on 2 meters and 70 centimeters. If you see an elongated high with the western side of the high running between us and down the W5 land, don't be surprised to hear some really long-haul DX coming through on 2 meters. 6 meters, pretty much dead, as he said, with E-skip. However, we are in the trans-equatorial propagation time of the year. If the solar flux gets up a little bit higher, maybe in the 100 mark, we might have some TEP on 6 meters from this area, linking into an E-skip hop, hopefully into the Florida, Puerto Rico area, and then TEP down to South America. So that happens. 60 meters, quite good to Europe. Working low power stations now. The noise is down. So that's another good band. Also 5W1 SA was on from Samoa, missed him, but he was on 160 meters. So as it gets quieter, it's a lot easier to work the DX down there. This is all done with low power, but with good antennas. The key to success in propagation, working the propagation, good propagation, is good antennas. Although even with less than good antennas, you can work lots of DX. I know KO4LUA, who's right after me, works some good stuff, so I'm sure he'll pass along the luck he's had in DX in the past week or so. That's about it from here. If you have any other questions, just ask. Back to Net Control, this is K1HTV.
All right, Rich, awesome. Thank you very much for that. Current and future conditions rundown. This is KF4TEK for the FARA Sunday Night Technical Service Net, and we will move on to KO4LUA. How are you doing tonight?
Doing good, and good evening to everybody on the net. KO4LUA, like Rich said, there's lots of activity going on. I got, I have to thank K1HTV for helping me out a little bit ago. He led me to a frequency that was broadcasting a Alaska station, and within seconds I was able to work them, and I know he helped everybody, so I just want to spread my appreciation to him. Yeah, I've been doing good and getting lots of QSOs, a lot of Italy, having some antenna trouble, but I'm working on that, and in between the troubles, doing good. KO4LUA.
All right, excellent. Thanks for that, and hope your luck continues to improve. Good stuff. All right, we're up to AK4GG. How are you doing tonight?
Yes, good, thanks, Mike, and the rest of the group. Fairly quiet one today, just basically doing yard work. It's a lovely day for it, so got out there. Yeah, I too are looking forward to the lack of leaves on the trees. Well, actually, I'm not, because I have to sweep those up. But apart from that, I'm looking forward to being able to hang some antennas and get things a bit more ship-shape around here. I'm just wondering what a ham radio family dinner goes like. I mean, do you use Q codes? Is there, like, if you both reach for the salt, is it a QRM situation? Do you have to establish QSOs? Do you have to increase power, QRP, if you want to talk above others? Do you select QSOs? Anyway, just wondered about that. It'd be quite interesting to know. I guess also fall brings in lightning, so I'm just looking at two relays here that I've yet to put in a box. It's got a little lightning detector as well, so hoping that might be a bit more automatic for me, but at the moment I just disconnect the antennas. Okay, anyway, that's enough from me. Back to the group, K4TEK, AK4GT.
that's pretty good, John. Thank you for that. All right, WB7RAV, how are you doing tonight?
This is WB7RAV, not doing too bad. Last few days I've been, amongst other things I'm doing, tuning my new antenna, getting ready to finish up some of the final tuning tomorrow or Tuesday, and get ready to start using it, whatnot, so... Other than that, looking forward to fall and winter time and start some new stuff. Nothing further, WB7RAV, back to net.
All right, very good. Thanks for joining us, and good luck going forward. All right, we're up to Bob, KN4SPL, booming in. How you doing tonight?
KF4TEK from KN4SPL, the net. Thanks, Mike, for running the net. And hello to all on the net. Let's see, radio-wise, I have not done much this weekend. Turned out to be a side job weekend, and so basically I had to work all weekend long, so yay. Come back from vacation from a week ago, now I'm working like 2 weeks straight, so I guess the money is good, but I sure enjoy my time a lot more, and just one other thing I just want to say to Garth, K4BOX, thanks for explaining to another ham on the NDTN tonight about my emergency power station, which is not the rig I'm talking to this net on, which is the IC9700. Anyway, thanks, Garth. That's all I got. KN4, SPL, back to net.
All right, Bob, sounds good. Yeah, your audio is loud and clear, so I guess that 9700 is treating you well. So thanks for joining us, and hope you get some time to yourself at some point soon. All right, we're up to N7IVV. Brad, how you doing?
KF4TEK, 10-7-IVV. Doing well. Working on various projects. Bob, sorry to hear you're working so hard. I guess that explains why I didn't get hold of you earlier. Got some little AC projects that I'm working on here. I'm making kind of an extension box, switch box, kind of weird thing. I mean, you know, it's a simple thing, but you know, it involves getting some raw materials and printing some boxes to put it in and whatnot. So that's my shack project. I noticed here this last few days, I've gotten some space again, more space in the house, and I moved to two of my 3D printers in the room next door, and they must all still be on the same circuit. But I've got a window fan that I use sometimes to try and dissipate some of the heat here in the shack, and I noticed it's just kind of going up and down as far as the speed goes. And then while everything was running, I actually sent a print job over to the laser printer, and as most of you know, a laser, for whatever reason, when it starts up, draws a tremendous amount of current. Of course, it kicked everything off and kicked the UPSs on. And so I've been threatening to put in at least a 20-amp line here into the shack, and I guess I may have to get serious about doing that, putting in a dedicated circuit instead of just on the standard household circuit. So I guess that'll be my winter project. Other than that, 15 was, well, it's starting to close down, but I was chasing Fiji here just a minute ago, but it's gone away, so let's see what else I can do out there. All right, well, let's see. Just some things to think about here. I guess I wasn't paying attention and missed the announcements. Club meeting, of course, coming up on the 12th of October, I'll make that the 14th. 14th of October, and we've got the Great Pumpkin Ride coming up on the 23rd, which is a public service manning, womaning, staffing. There you go. Various checkpoints along the way and providing communications and whatnot. It's a bike ride. So keep those on your calendar, and we'll have more information coming up on those here in the next few days. Anyway, that's all I got. Back to you, KN4TEK and 7IVV.
All right, very good. Thank you for that, Brad. And look forward to hearing more meeting details in the future as we get closer to that date and we get things pinned down. This is KF4TEK for the FARA Sunday Night Technical Services Net. We are up to W8BT Travis. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, Mike. Can you give me a quick signal report and audio report?
Your signal is full quiet and your audio is quite loud, at least 100% deviation. You could back off a smidge and you'd still be fantastic.
Okay, thank you. I have backed off now. Anyway, good evening, Mike. Thanks for doing the net. This is W8BT. I am going to Houston on Tuesday, so for about 3 weeks. So I'll be gone. I am looking forward to the lower band propagation. I took my 6-meter Moxon down today and moved my 2-meter 440 antenna into the location that was. So that's why I just wanted to make sure I was good in the repeater. I mowed the yard as well before I'm leaving, and found my ZS6BKW. One side of it had come down, so I guess I'll be taking it down before I leave as well. So I'll be looking forward to using Andy and John's Kiwi SWR SDRs as I'm in Houston. And from now here on out, I'll be either EchoLink or WebEx into the meetings for the next 3 weeks. So, anyway, that's about it. Don't think I can add too much to anything other than I wish I kind of had left the 6-meter antenna up just in case there's some TEP, but like I say, I won't be here for the next 3 weeks. So, anyway, that's about it from here. Hope to hear everybody on the internet over the next 3 weeks. Anyway, and, well, maybe I'll get lucky and we'll have some tropo and I can work the W4VA repeater from Texas on an HT. But anyway, 73 W8BT back to net.
All right, Travis, fine business. Well, safe travels and stay safe down there. Hope to hear you on EchoLink over the next couple of weeks. All right, we are up to N4JOW. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. Good evening to all folks on the net. This is probably my first time or second time checking into the 4K net, but I'm N4JOW. My name is Joe. I'm over here in Stafford in the western side of the county of Stafford, so I'm right on the line of 4K and figured I'd check in, say hello. Anyway, not much going on over here. I'm about ready to run a beverage. I got all the stuff ready to go, so I'm looking for the fall, some propagation in the fall. Trying to think of what else. Oh, and I'm working on two boat anchors. I got a WRL Lab Globe 680. Trying to get the audio going. The CW is working, and I'm about to thinking about purchasing it. What is that thing called? It's I'm sorry, having a brain condition right here. EF Johnson, older rig, second Valiant 2. Viking 2. So just about to. I'm trying to get into AM, and I've already done a lot of. You know, FT8, I got about 310 countries confirmed, so just stretching out into the older rigs and trying to get all that stuff going on, so that's what I'm doing. If anybody has or is interested in testing some tubes for me, that'd be great. I'm looking for a tube tester right now, so anyway, I won't hold it too long. Back to net. Good evening to all, and listen out. N4 Juliet Ocean Whiskey.
All right, Joe, coming in from Stafford, you sound great. Your signal is very clear, and thank you for joining us tonight. You're welcome anytime, and if anybody has a tube tester, they're able to test some tubes, get in contact with Joe and for Juliet Oscar Whiskey. Thanks for joining. All right, we are up to Alan, AG4VA. How you doing tonight?
Well, good evening, Mike. Good evening to everyone on the net. This is AG4VA, Alan in Ivy, Virginia. I checked in the All-Star. I've got an All-Star node I put together, and I linked into the repeater about a half an hour or so ago, and it's a functional node. I don't think it's a fine-tuned node at this point because the received volume is terrible, and I guess you heard me well enough to know I was checking in via EchoLink or All-Star. So anyway, I thought I would save you guys from my experiment and just check in via RF so I would hopefully sound a little bit better. As I fine-tune this project, you can buy a node off the shelf. I elected to put one together, so I'm still climbing up the learning curve. Well, I went out to activate a summit today down this way, a summit that hasn't been activated before. For summits on the air, I've been working to try to get permission from about a year now, so I drove up to what I thought was going to be the summit with some guys in a Jeep today. Pretty treacherous road, and Jeep fortunately had a lot of clearance, and got into some tough spots where even the Jeep was having some trouble, but we made it up. Had to clear a couple trees along the way, could have used a chainsaw, but pulling some trees out of the way that had fallen over the, I don't really want to call it a road, it's more of a pathway through the woods. Anyway, we made it to the top, but I was still 1.8 miles from the summit I wanted to activate, so we called it off. And no big deal. I know more this evening than I knew this morning about trying to get to the summit, so I'll make an effort to go again in the future. And hopefully I can get all these settings fine-tuned for this All-Star node. A lot more settings than I thought, so take a little while to fine-tune it. 73 to all. Back to net, HE4VA.
All right, Alan. Yeah, your RF signal is beautiful, and your All-Star link was fine. I didn't think that there was any issue with it whatsoever, other than I heard the beep at the end. Otherwise, I wouldn't have known that it was All-Star. So it sounded good on this end. I don't know what that's worth to you, but there it is. All right. This is KF4TK for the FARA Sunday Night Technical Services Net, and we are up to Kevin. KX4KU, how you doing? KX4KU, KX4KU. Kevin, are you there? Kevin must have got a call or something, so we'll move on over to Ron, K3FR. How you doing tonight?
KF4TK and Annette, K3FR. Very good. Good to meet everybody yesterday at the breakfast. I enjoyed talking with a few extra members. And just had a good time yesterday. Then I went off and I went up to Leesburg and fired off about 1,400 shots of images of the air show performers up there. And culled out about 500 images that were out of focus or of the ground or something stupid like that. Well, as far as on the air, pretty much back up what Rich is saying. Also, the morning time period on 2 meters, we're getting a fairly consistent tropo up and down the East Coast from North Carolina up to Connecticut. And the case inland a bit to almost to Erie, Pennsylvania. And occasionally a little spark into to Ohio. Heard, I didn't work him, about an hour ago, Eastern Kentucky. I got a good decode on him, but he was in another QSO, and I got on too late, or got into him too late. But I did have a good signal and decode on it. So that was it. That was on 2 meters, FT8. That's where we're at today. KF4TK, K3FR.
All right, very good. Well, I hope that luck continues and improves. Sounds exciting. All right, we're going to try KX4KU one more time. KX4KU, are you there? Nope. So let's pick up K4SOO. Jim, I hope you got some answers to your question. Let us know and tell us how you been. What you up to?
KF4TEK, this is K4SOO. Good evening to you, Mike, and to the net. Yes, I sure did get some answers, so it's kind of a prequel to what we have to look forward to. I have just acquired my license last December, so I look forward to doing some long-haul DX. That'll be a lot of fun. And while we were sitting here, I've been working 30 meters and almost went the full axis, all of the cardinal positions, north, south, east, and west. I had an FT8 QSO with the Dodecanese Islands near Greece. Right after that, went the opposite directions and had an FT8 contact in Australia. Had another one down in Chile. And then I also believe I hit state number 50 on FT8. I just had an Idaho QSO as well. Other than that, just been doing some FT8, doing a little bit of rearranging of my shack, a little bit better grounding, and just doing a lot of working, getting used to a new job. Hope everyone has a wonderful evening. KF4TEK, this is K4SOO, back to the net.
All right, fine business. Well, glad that we were able to help you out a little bit, and good luck with the new job. All right, that's the end of my list. So I'm going to ask for rechecks or new checks. If you would like to join us this evening or you got something else to say, go ahead. Please call now.
7IBD.
Q1HTV, recheck.
N4SJL.
W8BT.
KO4IUM Mobile, no comment.
KC4NPD, no traffic.
Okay, let's hold that. We got N7IVV recheck, K1HTV recheck, W8BT recheck, and we picked up N4SJL, KO4IUM, in and out, and KC4NPD, and no comment. Anyone I missed?
Alpha Charlie 4, Uniform Kilo, AC4UK, Andy and Woodbridge.
All right, AC4UK, Andy and Woodbridge, thank you for joining us. Glad to have you. All right, let's pick up our new folks and then go to our recheck. So that brings us to N4SJL. How you doing tonight?
Hey, thanks for getting back to me. Enjoying the net. First time listening to this net on this evening. Just got my radio equipment back hooked up after home renovation. So enjoying getting back into radio. I'm in Hanover County, and my name here is John, N4SJL. 7-3, back to the net.
All right, John, thank you very much for joining us. You're sounding good in here from Hanover County, so hope to hear you again in the future. Have a great week. All right, we will move on to AC4UK. Andy, how are you doing?
Hey, good evening, everybody. I was just dropping in, scanning, and the net popped up. I'm usually not on 2 meters this time of the night. But I heard you, and it was good hearing everybody. I got to listen through a number of the comments there. Good to hear them. Wish I had something profound to offer, but I don't. And it's just one of those things. It's been a terrific weekend. I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend, stayed safe, and looking forward to the week ahead. Appreciate the opportunity to check in. AC4UK, back to net.
All right, fine business. Well, glad to have you. Thanks for joining us, and hope to hear from you again. Good week ahead. All right, let's pick up our e-checks. N7IVV, go ahead.
K4TK, N7IVV, thanks, Mike. A question for W8BT, and I don't know if you caught him. I think he wanted a recheck, too, but he may have said it and I missed it. Actually, these are both kind of directed at him. But number one, I'm hoping he didn't find his antenna with the lawnmower by wrapping it around the plate. So that's always usually the way that you find things in the grass. Also, for anybody, actually, who's going to be out of town and just has the bug so much that they can't stand to be away from their radios, if you're working FT8 or, I suppose, any other digital modes, although you're somewhat limited with this program, you can always run your rig remotely with, there are various programs out there, but one that seems to be pretty popular in the club is called Real VNC, Victor November Charlie. And it is free and real easy to use. I mean, so from anywhere in the world, you can simply operate your computer remotely. So if, and, you know, if you're going to be gone for a long period, you probably don't want to do this. If you leave your radio on and your computer on, and then, you know, the two that are connected to each other, then you can pull up and run FT8 or whatever anywhere, anytime, where you are. So just something to think about. Back to you, K4TEK and 7IVV.
All right, Brad, sounds good. Yep, that's a great tip, and I did pick up W8BT on the recheck list along with K1HTV, so yeah, we'll get to him in just a second. And that second is now, so W8BT, go ahead.
Okay, good evening. Brad, thankfully I did not find my antenna with the lawnmower blades. I'm not sure what happened. I think the nail that I had, the one rope hooked around on a fence post, I think it turned and it just slipped off of the nail. I'm not quite sure. There may be a nail in my mower tire for all I know right now. So, but now everything was at least belly level. It was easy to see when I was hanging down over the walkway, but. Yeah, and my rig's a little old, a Kenwood TS-590. It's a little bit, 850. A little old to be operating via remote, but I'm sure I could probably do it if my dad knew a little bit more about it to be able to unhook antennas if we should get a late fall thunderstorm. But anyway, the main thing I rechecked for is I want to see if anyone can do a hit me up on the 440 repeater after the net to see how well I'm hitting it since I've moved my antenna today. But that's about it. Everybody, it was a beautiful weekend. Hope everybody enjoyed it. W8BT, back to net.
Okay. Glad you didn't use a lawnmower. I once found a Garmin GPS 3 with a lawnmower. Let me tell you, that was a sad, sad day. And I can't count how many times I've had to pop blades off to extricate, 15 or 20 feet of paracord that got lost in the yard after an antenna project. So if you need someone to catch up with you after the net at 440, I can do that if nobody else is available. So, our last recheck, K1HTV, how you doing?
Hello again, Mike. This is K1HTV. Just want to pass along that at the Wegmans breakfast we had this past Saturday, one of the comments made by K7TRB is that he has a set of Heathkit equipment, including a tube tester. So, K7 Tango Radio Bravo is a club member with a tube tester, although I'm not sure. I'm sure he does not want to swing down as far south as JOW, but maybe if the JOW wants to come up to the Warrington area, Gordon might let him use his tube tester. At the breakfast, we had others in the gathering, including AK4GG and WV7RAV and K3FR and KS1PPY with his daughter Sophia. Son Andy, K1RA, KM4OZH, of course, Gordon, K7TRB. And before the breakfast, KK4BZ chatted with us for a while as we were getting our food, and then he had to leave to go Horse Mobile again. So he could not stay for the breakfast, and myself, of course. We had a good gathering there, and nobody from Heritage Hut because they're doing a walk for cancer, I think, at the money-raising thing over at Heritage Hut. Secondly, regarding 2 meters and tropo, you don't need to have super high antennas. K3FR is using an inside, I believe, 5-element Yagi, and he's, as he said, he's worked out from North Carolina up through Connecticut, and he's heard out to Kentucky. So don't consider yourself out of 2 meters if you have if you can run FT8 and get a small Yagi anywhere up in the air. Outside he's better than what Round is doing with the inside antenna. Don't be surprised what you can work on 2 meters at FTA. Finally, I'm curious. Last Wednesday, I did a little session with five or six attendees after the net and talked about how to use the Fox Hound mode. And there were a couple of the expeditions on. I wonder how many had tried it and how many had success. If anybody's on the net that had any success with the use of the Fox Hound mode after the impromptu training session. Back to Net Control. This is K1HTV.
All right, Rich, thanks very much for that. I will let you catch up with the Foxhound trainees after this net, since we're going to close it right now. This is KF4TEK for the Far East Sun and Night Technical Services Net. I would like to thank everyone for joining us this evening and remind you that if you would like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on FARA, to please see our website at w4va.org, or you can send an email to farinet@w4va.org. Please stand by. This is KF4TEK, closing the Farinet and returning the repeater to normal amateur use. I am going up to the 440 repeater for 5 minutes, and I wish you all good evening. 73, KF4TEK.
Thanks, Mike. Good job. KC4NPD, K1HTV. We're still there, John?
Connecticut to North Carolina is an everyday occurrence, from the Washington, D.C. area. KC3VO.
Hey, Bob. KC3VO, K1HTV. Hang on a second. KC4NPD, K1HTV. Still there, John?
Node 5556 80 disconnected.
Looks like he just disconnected. How's it going there, Bob? KC3VO. This is Rich, K1HTV in Amosville.
Kilo Charlie 4 November Papa Delta disconnected.
Roger. That's okay too. I was talking about K3FR. Ron, K3FR has an inside antenna, I believe, on the first floor in a condo, HOA, et cetera, and has been able to work out. So it's amazing what you can do with an outside antenna, even better. So you're absolutely right. From Connecticut, I was working down to the Carolinas on a regular basis, certainly down to Virginia on a regular basis on sideband and CW. So FTA makes it so much easier. So, hope you're doing okay. Hope your brother's doing okay. Anything new to report? You're still building? Do you still have the motorcycle, or has that been retired? Over.
It's resting, not retired. I still have it. It needs a little maintenance repair work right now. There's a metal tube that carries antifreeze from the right bank to the left bank of cylinders, and that tube is rusted and has a leak. So I started up it and fill it up with antifreeze. It'll run about 5 miles before it's low on coolant again. So to prevent any damage, I don't ride it right now until I can get it into somebody's garage or wherever where I can take it apart, pull that out, and get it repaired or replaced. There's a few other things I want to do because of age, like replace most of the rubber hoses and the cruise control and carburetors and whatnot because they're over 20 years old now. But as far as running, if it started up, it runs like new. It doesn't burn any oil or anything like that, even though it has 109,000 miles on it. So I'm at my brother's house right now. I've been helping him out. He and I both have had some medically related problems. I had major surgery about 6 years ago where they cut me wide open and took out part of my intestine, and he fell and broke his kneecap in three places about 3.5 years ago and needs somebody here at home to cook and do things for him because his wife died just a few days after he injured himself. So once he got out of rehab and came home, there was nobody to help him get up the stairs or transport him to the doctor or anything like that. So I've been that person pretty much, and my vision has taken a turn for the worse. I had cataract surgery, but that fixed part of the problem, but the other part it didn't fix. The other part's not an optical problem, so something is decreasing the dynamic range of my optic nerve, it seems, so they're working on it. But you know how things can be slow with the Veterans Administration. Other than that, let me get a nickel. Other than that, I still am active on ham radio. And I've got this 991A hooked up a temporary setup here. When I was running Mobile with the radio in the car, I had a big wheel on the roof. And I'd drive around College Park and talk to Lynchburg, Virginia, and Raleigh, North Carolina, Connecticut from that practically every day. So I was running about 300 watts there on that rig. Over.
You get fine on that. And okay on the motorcycle. And, I remember you driving around with your kilowatt motorcycle mobile, multi-band, from DC to light, almost. Very impressive. And, of course, technically, you know how to build things operating over the being, having expertise in the electronics world, especially over WHUT for so many years, keeping that place on the air, the QRO-TV finals over there. I'm finally seeing them well out here now. They've done some work on, of course, as you know, the antennas on UHF. I think you were out of there when, I'm not sure. They didn't change channels, I think, when you were, until after you left by a number of years. So sorry to hear about your brother and you. Yeah, I knew you were both going through some rough times medically, and thanks for explaining what's going on. I just hope everything goes well for you, and hope he heals. I'm not sure what the prognosis is for that kind of kneecap injury, if he's able to get around at all, hobbling along with the crutches or wheelchair, or I wonder how he's able to get around at all. And okay, on the site, I gotta have your eyes. No fun getting old, is it, Bob? Over.
My mother might disagree with you on that. She's 96, but anyhow, And my uncle's 99. He's still hanging in there, too. He's one of the few remaining Tuskegee Airmen, lives in Northeast D.C. He had a close call here, a scare, a couple weeks ago. He had a little stroke, but luckily he pulled through that with no paralysis or speech impediments or anything, so he's pretty much back to normal. But I guess, as they say, how do you live to be 100? You get to live it up and have a good time till you get to 99, and then you got to take it easy. So he's on the take it easy side there now. But be that as it may, we're still here. That's the important thing. And yeah, I got some parts to build some more 2-meter stuff. Got some of those MRF 300 transistors. I bought them for less than $30 a piece. That's dirt cheap for 300 watts on 2 liters. I'm thinking about building an amp using 2 of them for 500 or 600 watts. But nowadays, anybody would be a fool to try to build something more than about 200 watts with 12-volt transistors, because you'd be wasting so much DC power in the driver stage getting to drive the output, and you'd have to get more heat in a larger heat sink because you'd have more devices on it wasting more power. Because the 12-volt devices only give you about 10 to 12 dB gain, where these 50-volt devices can over 20 dB gain in single stage. So you can go direct from your 2.5-watt HT to 300 watts with one transistor. Over.
Get that KC3VO in Maryland from K1HTV in Amosville, Virginia. It's about 10 miles west of the repeater. Excellent. Very good. Yeah, you're so right. The you know, the power supplies now, I've got a... my amp for 6 meters runs at 50 volts with a 50 amp power supply. 50 volt 50 amp supply is relatively inexpensive. They're ones used in computer mainframes. They're available relatively inexpensive, and that amp was part of the WCBS TV backup. They was used at the Empire State Building after 9/11 when the main tower came down. Well, the TV tower came down. The World Trade Center. They used this was one of the modules used in the QRO Channel 2 WCBS New York transmitter. It was modified by Terry, WHZN. And Terry, by the way, has built a number of solid state transistor amps now for 2 meters and 6 meters and 220 and 432. They used them in the VHF contest. My son Andy, K1RA, and a bunch of others that went up to Terry's place out near Winchester, actually, in Shawnee Land, and had very good luck with the solid-state amps, working very well. So you're right, that's the way to go. High voltage, 50 volts or so, and the power supply, solid-state power supply, and you're good to go there. So all right, good luck with getting the amp going, solid-state amp. Yeah, tubes are thing of the past. I don't think it's wise to go with tubes if you're going to run it. Run around a kilowatt, solid state's the way to go. A lot safer without having three plus thousand volts to deal with. Well, you can get the RF burn is still as bad, but the arcing from or the chance of getting fried by DC is much less with 50 volts versus many thousands. KC4VO, K1HTV, KC3VO,
KC3VO, Bob here. But, yeah, the RF will burn you either way, but not too likely to kill you unless you cross it a long time. So, I've got a solid-state amp for HF and 6 meters and all. I modified the Quadra over 20 years ago, about brand new, and then with the express intent of modifying it. So before it was 60 days old, it was modified. I put 8 MRF 151G Gemini FETs in it. And for demonstration purposes, I fired it up into the bird dummy load with a bird watt meter and pegged it on the 2.5 kilowatt CW output scale. So it lopes along at 1,500 watts there on HF now. That's my HF amp. And I built a similar amp for 2 meters, a medium power, with 2 of those transistors. Gives me 600 watts with about 12 to 15 watts drive. It's not as good as the ones there as the transistors today. I wouldn't need 2 transistors. I'd only need 1. And we have some parts here to build some single transistor ones and maybe let some friends of mine use the old one once I get the new one built. We'll see how it goes. And heck, even all the way up to 1296 now, you can get a reasonably priced transistor that will get you from 7 watts to over 500 watts at 1296 or 903 in a single stage. Over.
It's amazing this, the parts that are out there now for at a reasonable price, too. KC3VOs, K1HTV. Sorry, I put you in Foreland. I corrected you as you came back. I jumped over you, but you had already caught me on it. Very good. Yeah, a lot of fun making stuff. I'm glad to see you're still able to build and you're putting your knowledge to good use, to practical use with these new devices. I wonder, yeah, I guess those devices I think are made in the States. I know they've had, you know, the problem, of course, with the computer, the IC, the chips, the CPUs, the little various solid-state devices that are being made, that had been made over in Japan and some of the other sites. There's major issues, especially since that fire in Japan. I understand that the Kenwood line of AM stuff is going to be discontinued. They're not going to produce ham gear. That's what I heard. At least that's what the word that was going around. So we may not see much more Kenwood ham gear coming out because of the they're going to focus on the commercial line where the money is, I guess. But we'll see. We'll see if it'll be still Kenwood, ICOM, and Yaesu. Those are the three major ones, although there's some good competition from some of the Chinese brands now. Anyway, I'm going to go get some dessert here, have a little snack for a light dinner after a very good lunch over at Andy's K1RA, my son's place, and very enjoyable. Lots of good food, lots of good company outside on the porch. It was a beautiful day today. All the best to you and your brother. Okay about the having a long old jeans. Hopefully you'll make it to 99 and still be functioning okay and playing radio and enjoying it. All the best to you, and fine on your uncle being one of the Tuskegee Airmen. I tip of my hat to him. 73 Bob, we'll see you again. Nice chatting with you. Again, KC3VO from K1HTV.
This is a long time. K1HTV, KC3VO, yeah. Still try to build, but the eye problem slows me down and holds me back noticeably when I'm doing something there. It's not as easy to do precise soldering and stuff now as it used to be, and some things demand precise soldering. So we'll see how it goes. I'm still hoping that they'll be able to make some significant restoration back to what it was, say, about 4 years ago. That would be great. But you never know. So meantime, we're running the rig here. By the way, you don't really need a 50-amp power supply, and you don't need a 240-volt 15 or 20-amp outlet to run an amplifier that needs an input power of 2.5 to 3 kW on peaks for ham radio use. You can use a 120-volt power supply that runs on 10 or 15 amps and provides 50 to 55 volts at maybe 15 or 20 amps. And it just keeps a lithium battery charged. You have a circuit in there that senses the voltage across the battery. It gets too hot, too low, a relay drops out. But the charger keeps it charged, drawing a kilowatt or less from the AC line. And you have the capability of 3,000 or so watt peaks to your amplifier. I have a friend that used to work for a place that rents scooters. And if the 48/50-volt battery they used had any kind of a deficiency, they threw it in the dumpster. I said, can you get me some of those batteries? And he did. I find most of them are still very usable. Some of them minor things like a fuse or a wire broken. And you put that with a power supply across it.